This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Given the uncertainties of COVID, major airlines stopped charging penalties to change tickets through the end of this year. Now, United says it's locking in that policy. It'll be free to change in 2021 as well, as long as you didn't book the cheapo basic economy fare that comes up first on the booking sites. United made more than $600 million on these change penalties last year, so it's back to people flying standby on alternate flights without getting dinged forever and ever. Doug Cameron is Deputy Chicago Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal.
It will be permanent till it's not. If you think that the biggest contributor to these change fees was business people traveling, and they just have not come back. And if you listen to company earning calls, everyone's cut back in the travel and probably will do in some permanent fashion. There's going to have to be a wholesale change in pricing strategies. And I think, David, this is just the first move.
Now, you have to be a little bit careful, right? Because when you search for your best ticket price, what often comes up first is the basic economy fare. That's what United calls it. And the change fee still applies to this very entry-level ticket price.
That's right. United, Delta, and American all introduce these kind of stripped-down basic economy fares to compete with the likes of Southwest and Spirit. The thinking is actually this is United trying to kind of hold on to this basic economy competitive weapon against the low-cost carriers.
Doug Cameron, Deputy Bureau Chief, Chicago, Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you, David.